This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations have hit the highest level in Colorado since last December. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state is recording 1,526 coronavirus hospitalizations. It's poised in the coming weeks to exceed the pandemic high of 1,847 from last year's big wave. Scott Bookman is helping lead the state's pandemic response.
On our current trajectory, we still do seem to be heading very much in that direction.
Bookman says the state is working to add 500 additional hospital beds and the staff to treat more patients. He's encouraging people to work from home if they can, to limit contacts outside your family and wear masks, especially in crowded indoor spaces. 4 out of 5 COVID-19 patients is unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Environmental activists want Xcel Energy to close 2 natural gas power plants in Denver. Ian Tafoya is the Colorado Director of Green Latinos.
This pollution equals cardiovascular disease, asthma, and so any opportunity we have to close these plants to remove to renewable energy is reducing the overall pollution load in our communities.
Xcel also operates the Arapahoe plant in southwest Denver. It's currently asking regulators for the ability to run the facilities until 2055. The company says the plants are necessary for a stable grid. Environmental groups disagree and want both closed by 2030. Vail Resorts won't require reservations to ski or snowboard this year, but it could be harder to buy lift tickets during peak times. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Vail is limiting the number of tickets available to non-pass holders during 3 holiday periods: the week after Christmas, the weekend of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the week of President's Day. Vail says the move will make for a better experience on its mountains during some of the busiest times. Vail operates some of the state's most popular resorts, including Breckenridge, Beaver Creek, and Keystone. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.